This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe meets with Trump today at the president's Florida resort. Beyond whacking dimpled white balls with clubs, there will likely be talk about U.S. tariffs, Trump's about-face on the Trans-Pacific Trade Agreement, and national security issues like North Korea. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more.
Since President Trump's election, there have been 20 telephone calls between the two leaders and 6 in-person meetings. But the relationship has recently cooled. Trump accuses Japan of taking advantage on trade. Prime Minister Abe talked tough on North Korea and was wrong-footed when Trump announced direct talks with a communist country.
The bromance is dead.
That's Shihoko Goto at the Woodrow Wilson Center's Asia program. She says America's possible re-entry into the Trans-Pacific Partnership will certainly be on the agenda, and planned U.S. tariffs on aluminum and steel. Goto also points out that Abe's approval ratings have dipped at home over corruption allegations.
He needs to go home and say, I've been able to deliver, that I am the leader that is able to push forward Japan's interests.
But Scott Seaman at the Eurasia Group says, hard talk aside, this meeting could feel more like a vacation.
I'm imagining that Trump and Abe would welcome the chance to get on the links and forget about their domestic political problems.
Problems that, for both leaders, could stick around for a bit. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.